All right, alhamdulillah, mashallah, we have a brother. We were talking about shahadas earlier, and Alex, I had the chance to meet him last week, and he wants to publicly announce his shahada. I want to mention a couple of things. I don't know you a lot, Alex, but you're in what grade?
Ninth
grade. Wants to make his shahada. And so this is showing, like, if you have kids in high school or middle school, don't think they're just kids. They're people who have, like, you've did a lot of soul searching to come to this decision, right? And you made this decision yourself, right? The other thing is, in addition to his soul searching, how did you get to MCC?
A friend from school.
There's a sister in the community who brought him to the masjid. And afterwards, actually this whole week I've been thinking to myself, like, may Allah be pleased with her mother and father for giving her the tarbiyah and the identity to be strong as a Muslim. Lena, right? Lena, is she here tonight? She's not? Okay. Lena, as strong as in her identity as a Muslim, that when somebody expects an interest, is, and you know what she told me? Why did she bring you to the masjid? To find God and to find Islam? She told me too that in addition, she said he was asking me questions. I didn't know the answer and I wanted to make sure to give the right answer. And we were just talking about how in our deen that we go to sound scholarship to understand that this is, you know, this is the deen of Allah. So without further ado though, you're going to repeat after me the shahada in front of all of your brothers and sisters in the community.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Ilaha
illallah
wa ashhadu
anna
Muhammadan
rasul
Allah.
I bear witness
under no compulsion
that there is only one God
and Muhammad
is the last and final messenger. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Alhamdulillah. And Brother Alex, your name is mentioned in the Quran, right? Your story? Iskandar, Dhul Qarnayn. So there's a story in Surah Kahf about a man named Dhul Qarnayn. He was a righteous leader and his name was Iskandar, Alexander. And he was a righteous man and Allah gave him a light in front of his army to push forward the empire of faith and the believers. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you in front of you a guiding light for your whole life and to make you a carrier of justice as Alexander Dhul Qarnayn was a carrier of justice and faith throughout the world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person becomes Muslim, it's like the day his mother gave birth to him. His sins are wiped clear and it's just like the baby is innocent and all of their sins are wiped clear. Your sins have been wiped clear. So you're starting off on a great new slate. And may you build on that. And this is your community. The whole ummah of the Prophet ﷺ is your community. So welcome to the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ.